Blog Talk Radio.
You're on the air on Book Buzz with your host, me, Susanna Greenberg, the show all about books, authors, and everything interesting to do with them. And today we have author and adventurer Lita Serafim. Good morning, Lita. How are you today?
Good morning, Suzanne. How are you?
Terrific. Lita is the author of From the Devil's Farm, A Greek Island Mystery. It's the third book in the series. It's published by Coffeetown Press. We already have wonderful advance review from Publishers Weekly, the leading trade magazine, saying, Serafim grounds her tale in Greek history, ancient and present, and provides a brutal and effective resolution to the case that will surprise most readers. And Lita is the author of the Greek Islands Mystery series, published by Coffeetown Press, as well as the historical novel To Look on Death No More. She has visited over 25 islands in Greece and continues to divide her time between Boston and Greece. She has her website, LitaSerafim.com, for more information. Lita, just to introduce yourself to our audience and just tell us a little bit about yourself and your writing career, if you would.
I came of age working for newspapers. My first job was writing obituaries at the Washington Post, and I was always kind of lucky to be where I was when I was there, and I worked as a researcher on the Watergate case, both for the Washington Post and for the Los Angeles Times Washington Bureau, and I was the one where it said first time in history, I was the one that documented that fact. And it seems today, in today's political climate, people like me and those services are more in need than ever.
Absolutely. Carl Bernstein is back. And so
yes,
should you be.
Indeed.
Did it once, indeed. You can do it again.
Yes,
so
indeed.
Your journalism background, I guess, has informed your fiction writing career as well.
Yes. I always was very interested in history and the origins of human behavior doesn't seem to have changed over the centuries, and I always wanted to go kind of to the root of those to see if there was anything to be learned from past history as a way mm-hmm. to manipulate and control the future for better ends.
And your latest book just out actually this week, From the Devil's Farm, A Greek Island Mystery by Lita Serafim, who we're speaking with. What real life correlative is there? What experiences inspired this story?
Well, it's really interesting. Like I said, I find myself in places at that moment in time. I was in Lesbos, which is an island right off the coast of Turkey, when the migrant crisis began. And every morning we would see people exiting these inflatable boats and walking the 60 miles to the harbor on the other side of the island to catch a boat to Athens and then from there to go on to northern Europe. And at first, I didn't know what I was seeing. These people had only backpacks. The beach was littered with life jackets, and you'd see the Coast Guard going back and forth to pull people out of the water. You would see them in these dirigible boats designed for eight, and there were 69, 70 people crowded into these boats. And I didn't realize at that moment in time that I was witnessing a truly amazing moment in history. This is going to change the world, I believe. I read articles after I got back, and it said at least 1 billion people are estimated that will be in motion by 2020. So it's just going to be an amazing problem for Europe to solve in the world. I was riding the Happy Bus. They have a Happy Bus for tourists to take you around the island, and these migrants were marching on either side of me, and it was a totally surreal experience. And I went past a park where there was a Syrian family who were all clearly exhausted. The parents were sleeping, and this little boy stood up in the park and was waving at our bus and calling out to us. And he was so excited to see, it was a little train, it looked like a train. He was so happy to see this train go by that he was shouting at us. And that was the genesis of the character in my book, Samuel Nosari. Mm-hmm. And I remember thinking at the time, what his fate would be, this child's fate would be, what was going to befall him. And at the moment this took place, when we left Lesbos by boat, there were 1,000 people in the parking lot of the harbor there, camping out in tents or sleeping on the ground. by the end of June that year, and that was 2015, there were 10,000 people there in that parking lot. By the end of the year, 800,000 people had crossed into Greece to make their way to Europe. I'd say about 50% of them, it's estimated by the United Nations, are Syrians, and the rest were mixed, mostly men, Pakistanis, Afghans, people I didn't actually recognize. And I went down to the third class deck as we were leaving, and there was a sea of humanity sleeping on the deck, just as far as the eye could see. I saw a Syrian man with a little cross made out of popsicle sticks, who was obviously fleeing the war. But again, I had this sense of what was going to happen to Europe and the world as these people made their way forward into that. And it really terrified me for their fate, as well as the society, especially in Greece, that these people were going to overwhelm what was already a fragile situation economically in Greece, because Greeks were basically starving to death, and then in addition they were going to have to somehow feed these people, which indeed the people of Lesbos did. The women fed them, and they were nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize as a result of this. And these were people in Greece that had very little themselves. And you'd see them handing out a loaf of bread to these refugees. And it was very moving. But again, how long could this transpire, and how long could you keep these people alive? And now a number of them, I guess almost 200,000, are living in tents, and it's been the worst, one of the worst winters in the century in Greece. There's been snow, and there's no way to heat these tents, and it's a terrible situation. So, it was really something. And I don't know what the solution is. I kept thinking, you know, with the latest events with Trump and that executive order, I kept thinking of the Voyage of the Damned, which was a boat that left Europe carrying Jewish refugees away from the Holocaust, and they went to Cuba, and they were refused, even though many of them had legal visas, they refused entry. And they stayed there for a week, and then they circled Florida again, where they were denied entry. And they tried to go to Canada, they were denied entry, and they ended up back in Antwerp, Belgium, where at least half of them were gassed to death in Auschwitz. I feel that to an extent the Syrians are in a similar position. They cannot return home, not with the situation that's there, and they are not welcome here and now. And I don't know how this will get resolved. I feel for these people. And I wanted to write about it, and that's what led me to my book.
Yeah. Well, in your book, speaking of solutions or possible actions, getting back to the fiction for a moment, one of the Greek policemen poses a solution outside the law. Do you support this? Does this action reflect your point of view?
No, it doesn't really, because I kind of feel like the law is all you have. It's a fragile wall against anarchy and violence. And I think you have to respect it. You can lobby to change it. You can try to seek decent judges to implement it or interpret it. But at the same time, I think the rule of law has to stand. I didn't really know. It was a dilemma for me in that book how to punish the evildoers. And that was one possible solution. And it was really the only solution that I could see, given I don't want to give away the plot, but
no spoilers.
I also do believe that evildoers need to face punishment, and so this was kind of the solution I came up with. Though I would not support it in life, I would support it in my fiction, which I did, but not in life.
All right, we'll all wait to read the surprise ending and resolution.
Yes,
and it's kind of amazing and tragic that your book, however, is so prescient and on point and current with the news, even of this past weekend of January 2017, and how everything you've mentioned, you know, seems to tie in with the immigrant crisis and Holocaust Remembrance Day and this executive order being issued on Holocaust Remembrance Day. I'm sure I'm not the only person that saw the connection between that.
absolutely. And I also kind of think that at one point in my book, the characters are debating the situation. And one of my policemen is talking to the other policeman, and he said, look at these people. How can Greece survive this? And the other policeman says, nothing in Greece is lost. Don't you see how we're helping them? The soul of our people is intact. And what he means is the kindness and the compassion that rules the Greek people. And I hope that this will also prevail in the United States now. And I most fervently hope that the soul of this country, which I believe is good, will prevail in spite of this. Yeah. Because it comes down in my mind to kindness and compassion. And I think largely, in Greece at least, I think part of it was a million Greeks were uprooted in 1921 and forced to leave Turkey. And they came as refugees, again, swimming ashore to their homeland, their ancestral homeland, and to start life over. And I think that experience also informed their actions today, is they knew how fragile civilization is and how fast you can lose it. And to extend a helping hand to someone in need defines them as a people.
Well, in these times, artists, writers, everyone can contribute as they can. And Writers Resist is a big movement with Pen America. And there's much you can do, and it sounds like you will. I'm happy to hear that, and I thank you as a citizen of the world. And let's not forget, also, it's an enjoyable mystery novel as well. And I hope many people will read your book and also pause to reflect on the issues that the book raises, because you touch on them beautifully.
Thank you.
Is there anything you'd like to add, Lita, about, and again, we've been speaking with Lita Seraphim, and her new book is called From the Devil's Farm, A Greek Island Mystery, Prescient About the Migrant Crisis, and a fantastic mystery book. Anything else you'd like to add, Lita, before we wrap up?
No, that's all. Just to remember those Greek women handing out the bread and to let that be your model. And that's what I would say now. And bread can be anything. It can be legal counsel. It can be a check to organizations that will help these people be lobbying Congress to get them the aid they need. Anything we can do.
Very good,
Lita.
He has
a human heart.
Thank
and
you.
Compassion has a human face. Okay.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for everything. Thank you for your book. Thank you for your thoughts. And we'll hope for better times ahead and that the kindness will prevail.
Thank you
so much.
Yeah. Bye-bye.